The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Rolien Marks, how are you?
Fine, thanks to you. And I'm also playing in the traffic on the side.
Oh dear. All right.
So if we don't have enough of a signal, then blame it on the traffic.
Okay.
Everybody rushing to get ready for Yom Kippur.
Why? It's tomorrow night.
It's tomorrow night, but in Israel, from at least, I'd say about 1 o'clock tomorrow, Israel will start to quietly shut down. And from about 5 o'clock, you won't see a car on the street. But today is a day of rushing around, getting everything sorted out so that the country can just phase throughout tomorrow into Yom Kippur. And it will be a day of solitude, a day of fasting and reflection. But for the children of Israel, they'll be all over our streets. If you've ever been to the country this time of the year, all you see are skateboards, roller skates, kids out biking, not a car on the street. A very, very solemn day. And it doesn't matter if you are observant or if you are more secular, everybody stops for Yom Kippur.
Absolutely amazing. Yes, I remember. And every year after Yom Kippur, the Israeli government publishes, I think it's the pollution index, to show how there was no pollution in the air because of Yom Kippur. It kind of makes up for, you know,
fasting.
Not fasting, Stan. All right, Rolien, let's get serious for a minute. There's been an uptick in violence in the West Bank. So give us a recap of what's happened over the last few days.
Well, over the last 3 days, we have seen a significant increase in the amount of violence in places across the West Bank. We had at least 3 incidents over the weekend where there were attempts either to run over soldiers. Yesterday, Palestinians were firing shots at motorists, and there's actually quite harrowing footage of civilians having to get out of their cars and actually shield their children that were in their cars, as well as a soldier who was lightly hurt when he was shot in the foot. Also yesterday, in parts of the West Bank, there were shots fired towards a bus as well as a taxi, lightly injuring the taxi driver. Thank God the bus driver managed to get his passengers to safety. But we have seen over the last couple of weeks these sporadic attacks on not just Israeli soldiers, but on Israeli civilians as well. And now as we approach Yom Kippur, there will be a higher security alert. Borders coming in, crossings coming in will be closed. And we have had threats from Hamas over the last, I'd say, couple of months that, you know, they will disrupt Jewish holy holidays or festivals to create some kind of chaos. So we are in a situation at the moment of high alert.
Yeah, terrible. So why do you think there's been an increase in violence? I mean, why now?
Well, I think it's a lot of things. I think that there has been an uptick in the amount of incitement against Israel. Mahmoud Abbas is seemingly losing control over the Palestinian Authority and his remit. He's making himself more and more irrelevant by the day. However, the problem that is coming in is that the want for a replacement of leadership is turning more and more towards Hamas. And we know that Hamas is a lot more radical than we have with the Palestinian Authority. Although, if you had heard Mahmoud Abbas's 48-minute diatribe at the United Nations last week, you would have been quite surprised. But we are seeing a significant increase in the incitement and the amount of egging on by radicals like Hamas, Palestinian Islamic Jihad, with the funding of Iran, for there to be a lot more incidents, terror attacks carried out against Israeli and particularly Israeli soldiers.
Rolien, I actually saw an interesting story today that for the first time, you're obviously following the the riots in Iran, right?
Well, I don't know if I would call them riots. I would call them more protests, because they have,
okay, the protests.
On behalf of the protesters, been largely peaceful. The only time there have been incidents of violence is when there have been IRGC guards opening fire against protesters.
Right. So, for the first time, Iran's supreme leader, Khamenei, has come out and actually blamed Israel and the United States. That was completely unexpected.
I wouldn't say it's unexpected. This is the modus operandi of the Ayatollah al-Khamenei, to blame what he calls the great Satan and the little Satan for all the ills of the world. And this is an attempt by Khamenei to deflect attention from the way that the Iranian regime has treated its women, from the way that the modesty police arrested and tortured Mahsa Amini to the point that she died as a result of her injury. So it's his way of deflecting. We saw it with President Raisi's speech at the United Nations General Assembly just 2 weeks ago as well, where any criticism of Iran was deflected towards blaming the United States, blaming the state of Israel. In fact, he actually outright blamed the United States for all the ills of the world. This is the kind of bilious hatred we've come to expect from Khamenei. The question is, what is the West going to do now? Now that everybody is seeing for themselves what we have been speaking about for decades, which is the treatment of Iranians and the use of the money that is sent by Western countries into Iran. Where is this money going? It's going towards fomenting not just terror outside the borders of Iran, but internally as well.
Rolene, just before we let you go, Israel and the EU Commission meeting is happening for the first time since 2008. Why were they stopped?
Well, it stopped because the EU Commission made the decision that they will stop sending any kind of funding or any kind of support for Israeli industry beyond what they call the green line. Now, Israel took this as being extremely discriminatory and actually counter to Israel's anti-discriminatory laws, where you cannot discriminate against a group of people based on where they live. So Israel withdrew relations, and it's only really since Yair Lapid became our foreign minister and now the prime minister that he wanted to reinstate that relationship. So for the first time in over a decade, we've seen this meeting happen this week, led by our prime minister, for the sole purposes of increasing our economic ties. So there has been a significant increase in Israel's standing on the international stage, at least in the last year or so.
All right, Rolene Marks, we are out of time, but you just keep your head up. Keep your head on your shoulders, and it's time for us to wish you just an easy and meaningful fast and a Shana Tova.
An easy and meaningful fast for you, Kathy. And I've got to keep my head on the shoulders, because if you looked out the window and saw the traffic, it's chaotic out there.
All right, Rolene Marks, thank you so much. That is Rolene Marks. She's the Israel correspondent here on The Overdrive. You can get her Monday to Thursday.
That's a very interesting segment. I never miss it.